chickens?
Hen house.
A chicken coop.
Okay. Is there any difference between those two terms, or?
No.
What would it be like in terms of describing it?
Just a small, only a small or even height building, and mm-hmm. it had nests, rows of nests on one side, and the other side it had rows where they could roost at night.
Mm-hmm. And it'd be big enough to walk into, or? Okay. What would you call a bone in a chicken's breast that the kids like to get and pull apart?
A wishbone.
Okay. Is that the same thing we mm-hmm. do? Would you have a term for the edible insides of a pig or a calf?
The liver and the heart, individually, not as a whole.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have a term like harslet or anything like that that you'd use? Okay. Would you have a term for the particular time when all the animals would, you'd have to go out and give them their daily ration of grain or whatever?
Feeding time.
Okay. Is that that same term you'd use? Okay. All right. That comes in. We'd like to sort of get, one thing we really found is a surprising amount of variation is that different ways people in different parts of the country call animals in from the pasture and things like that. How would you call the cows to get them from the pasture?
We never called them at home. We always send a dog after them.
Okay.
We had a trained dog, but you would call it, come.
Here, bossy.
Here, boss, here, boss, here, boss.
Okay. How about if you're milking a cow and you want her to stand still, what would you say to her?
It wouldn't do any good to say anything because they don't understand you.
Would you ever hear people say anything to the cow? Or?
Oh yes, my dad talked pretty strong, but I can't use that language here.
You never hear anything like so boss or anything like that, or saw boss or anything?
Yeah. Oh bossy, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. How about if you're calling the calves, or the calves separately, you want to call them in?
Never heard of anything.
Okay. When you're plowing with draft horses or mules or oxen or something like that, what would you do to make a team go left and right?
G and haw.
Which is which?
G is right and haw is left.
Okay. If you have horses out in the pasture, how do you get them to come in?
You whistle.
Okay. Or the trained dog or whatever. How about if you're driving horses and you want them to get started or to go faster, what would you say to them?
Get out.
Okay. That's all, that's what you do? You wouldn't cluck or anything or? Okay. How about if you want to stop them?
Whoa.
Okay. And if you want them to back?
Pull back on the reins.
Okay. Is that, would you ever say anything to them?
Yeah, back up.
All right. How about when you're feeding pigs? How do you call the pigs?
Chewy, chewy, chewy.
All right. You said you didn't keep sheep, but would you know how people would call them?
No, I never heard of them.
Okay. How about chickens?
Chicky, chicky, chicky.
Okay. If you've got a horse you want to get ready to pull something or whatever, what do you have to do to him then before you hitch him up?
You put the harness on him.
Okay. Would you say you harness the horse or?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're going to ride a horse, your feet are going to rest in the
stirrups.
Okay. With a two horse rig, did they ever have a term for the horse on the left? With a two horse rig, would they ever have a term for the horse on the left?
No. Not that I know of.
Okay. You mentioned just a minute ago about pulling back on the reins. Is that when you're driving a horse or when you're riding a horse?
You're driving.
Okay. Would you always call it the reins or?
Mm-hmm. No, lines too.